Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Castellano and the other speaker for your presentations. Of course, as Botswana said, the issue is not new, as we know that Southwest Africa, now Namibia, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, and also the peoples of South Africa from the former Union of South Africa, now South Africa, set a good example for the world to address apartheid and the scourges of racial discrimination in society that deny the right to self-determination, setting a good precedent that it is a crime against humanity. Of course, this is part of ICERD, and there was an apartheid convention, and we attempted as IPNC and with CISA and with IRM and other organizations to address this, but we were flatly refused because of lack of political will, despite bringing up a statement from the chair of CERD that the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, that all that is lacking for the international community is political will. Of course, we've had reports from the former Subcommission on Human Rights, some of the members declaring that, in particular, the cases such as Alaska and Hawaii are so strong that we have the right to apply for an observer seat as Palestine, because we were denied so fundamentally our right to self-determination, to the extent that African states had accused European states of democratic despotism when they were discussing the resolution to adopt 1469 to remove Alaska and Hawaii from the list of non-self-governing territories. So when it comes to political will, that's a huge issue. The fear of United States of America. They walked out of the World Conference, but they're still party to the International Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And with one single recommendation, you can call upon CERD to address this. But again, there was no political will, despite that in the DDPA, and what we fought so hard for with IRM, IPNC, ICHR, and other peoples under colonial domination and foreign occupation. Paragraphs 4, 5, and 6 that call for political will and for this DDPA and its follow-up working groups to address foreign occupation. When will you become serious enough and courageous enough to do this? There is a process to do it, and we've presented that. So how can we work with you instead of you working against us? Acts of omission in certain states is a crime, and the crime that we are experiencing. One crime in particular, when these two Supreme Court cases came out, that the land is for the settlement of the white race, 1955 Tihitan case, and that we have to adhere to the superior genius and ascendancy of Europe and its civilization. This emboldened the white businessmen in Alaska to create an organization which was blessed by President Eisenhower called the Spit and Argue Club. They walked around boldly so they could take our land and territory, give themselves preference to waterfront, deny us waterfront where we lived for thousands of years, while the United Nations sat back and granted as a gift, and this was openly accused by African states again, for the reason that you're not going to do this to African territories because we still have too many to decolonize. So how do we create the political will to deal with this? It was brought to you right up front, right to your doorstep, right in two working group meetings where you could have addressed this, and we were flatly denied. So if we can work on something, perhaps this session or in the future. I'm willing to work with you. But it is a cheap call every time when we bring this up and we work so hard. Thousands of dollars spent, meetings and meetings after meetings. I call upon you to create the political will to give us a break. As we sit today, if I went to my hometown, I could watch with complete impunity drugs being sold as police drive by to our people so that they become fully infected with not only virus, but also with heroin and other drugs. And they watch as if they are participating in the process of inflicting these ills upon our people. So where does hope come? If you can't do this, then who's going to do it? The states have the responsibility to take on this question. And I appreciate that you brought someone forth, although from a minority group, as I come from a minority organization that promotes the rights of indigenous peoples. The universality of the concept of the right of indigenous peoples, as was stated by Miguel Alfonso in his report, include those of us who are recognized as states of peoples under international law. And I'm going to say this again as I stated during the resolution. I gave a strong intervention during one of the working groups and they threatened to throw me out of the meeting, Ambassador Ronald Barnes. The experts stated that you cannot throw an ambassador of a former instituted non-self-governing territory if they're contesting their right of self-determination under international law. And of course, as was rightly stated, it was a gift of apartheid and discrimination to the United States since they won World War II. So I ask you to address this. And thank you for the speakers, and thank you for the time, Mr. Chair.